This is the College Football Preview on the Sports Talk Media Network. Phil Kornblutz, along with Chris Bergen. All right, after a week off, Clemson is back in action on Saturday. Chris, they take on NC State. They begin ACC play. Eight straight weeks of ACC games for the Tigers. And they've got to like the way things are lining up from them based on the way things have looked around the league so far.
Has anybody's, in terms of a team, fortunes changed more greatly than Clemson's over the last 3 weeks? I mean, after the Georgia game, a lot of people were wondering if Clemson should be left for dead. Was Dabo Swinney, had it passed, you know, had the game passed him by? And now we've watched and see Florida State's not very good. They can't win a football game. And NC State's going to come in. And unfortunately, it looks like Grayson McCall, the transfer from Coastal, is not going to play this weekend. And you've got a freshman coming in to face the Tigers and that defense at home. That's just not a recipe for a good outing for them. So, yeah, you're right. I think Clemson is set up perfectly moving into conference play. And that Appalachian State game had to do a world of good for their confidence. They've had a week off since to try and get a little healthier. Still find out if Peter Woods and Tyler Brown are able to go. Dabo Swinney's saying on Wednesday they were day-to-day. I'm sure they probably will play. And you get the Tigers at home in a situation where they're going to try and snap a little bit of a dry spell against NC State. The Wolfpack have won two out of the last three. Of course, as you mentioned earlier this week, it's been a long time since they've gone to Clemson and actually won a game against the Tigers.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a year where they don't play Miami in the regular season. They don't play North Carolina. They don't play Boston College. They don't play Georgia Tech. I mean, they are able to avoid the teams that have looked the best around the league to this point.
And I'll be fascinated to watch to see what Cade Klubnik does for an encore. No one had played better at the quarterback position than what he was able to accomplish against Appalachian State. So the question is, how can he translate that? And does he build on that? Not that there's much he could improve upon off a nearly flawless game against the Mountaineers, but that's the Cade Klubnik that Dabo Swinney has been swearing we were going to see. That's the guy that he had seen in practice for a long, long time. If he plays that well moving forward, I don't see anybody beating them.
Now, I should mention,
at least in the regular season.
Should mention they do play at Pitt, and Pitt's having a good year so far. That'll be in November. That could be a huge one for the ACC, a championship game for those particular teams. South Carolina, heartbreaking loss last week against LSU. Quarterbacks dinged up. Question is, how dinged up is their mentality as they approach this game against Akron as a 4-touchdown favorite?
And you're facing an Akron team that's not very good on defense, giving up over 40 points per ball game. I think if Lenore Sellers if there is any question on his health, you sit him clearly. You don't make him run out there and play in a game. They should be able to win with Robbie Ashford and Raheem Sanders and that defense, the way Carolina's played defensively, and just avoid. You've got to clean up some things in there. We've talked about it this week. Take the officiating out of the measure from the LSU game. You've got to clean up the pre-snap infractions that they had. You just can't continue to do that knowing what's around the corner after the open date next weekend. They've got a gauntlet that you have to be nearly perfect just to have a chance to win any of those games. So here's a get-right game. Coaches like to talk about a get-right game. I'm not sure there's ever been a better one for the Gamecocks, both mentally and physically, against the team they should dominate.
Yeah, and you mentioned they have the off week coming up, so you're right, a get-right game, and they'll be 3-1 with an open week before they hit that tough stretch. But, I mean, name me a Gamecock fan out there who would not have signed up for 3-1 at this point.
Exactly. Before the season, had you told USC fans, hey, you'll be 3-1 going into October, they would have said, great, where do I sign up? Because that means we either beat Kentucky or we beat LSU. The problem is now, Phil, they're sitting there thinking they should be 3-0, and the Gamecocks should be going after a 4-0 start to the season, because a lot of Gamecock fans, as we've heard throughout the week on Sports Talk, feel like they got cheated in that ballgame.
Coastal Carolina back at home, coming off that win in Philly over Temple, 3-0. You got Virginia coming to town. This is a Virginia team that's a little hot, a little cold at times. It's a great opportunity for Coastal to snare a win from an ACC team.
Just the second ever Power 5 program to come into Conway. Kansas was the other, and that wrapped up a three-game sweep by the Chanticleers over the Jayhawks. And this is a game with a golden opportunity for the Chanticleers. Should they find a way to beat Virginia, Phil, and then figure out a way to win the Sun Belt, and that's no easy task. You're looking at a pathway to get into the playoffs for them this year. So this is a monster game coming to Conway with a UVA team that loves to throw it. but they've been turnover prone, and that's probably not a good recipe against a CCU team that hasn't turned it over, in a couple of ball games. And then also on the flip side, they force turnovers like nobody's business. They are one of just two FBS teams that have scored three defensive touchdowns, Arizona State being the other. So big, big opportunity for CCU on Saturday afternoon at 2.
All right, let's give you the rest of the schedule around the state. On Saturday, Furman, coming off a win over Stetson, plays at William and Mary. Presbyterian, coming off wins over Erskine and Virginia Lynchburg, looks for three in a row at home against Gardner-Webb. Also, Newberry, looking for its first win, will play at Tusculum. The Citadel, coming off a win over North Greenville, plays at Mercer, Southern Conference opener for the Bulldogs. Erskine at home against Valdosta State, while North Greenville travels to Mississippi College. Limestone, a loser last week to West Alabama, will take on Anderson. Anderson opening up 2-0 with their new program. And Benedict will be home to Edward Waters looking for win number one. Allen, likewise looking for that first win, will be home to take on Point University. That'll do it for the college football preview. For Chris Bergen, this is Phil Kornblut on the Sports Talk Media Network.